Christy, we've caught up today here in Champaign. It's the 2026 U of I Ag Tech Summit, where you'll be presenting here in just a little bit. But I wanted to catch up with you because we haven't talked since you went on a trade mission recently to India. Tell us about that trip.
Yeah, so I was fortunate to go on behalf of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, went with Connecticut, Arizona, and New Mexico, and we were all really focused on different products, but to be completely honest, the main point of the mission was to do relationship building.
How did that go? How did the relationship go? What did you hear from those in India?
Every stereotype that I had going into the mission was completely busted. The food trends are so unique and unexpected. I mean, there is a boom for Korean food, and it's very accurate that someone may be a vegetarian on Tuesday, but not on Wednesday. And I loved like being immersed in the culture, learning not only about what consumers are purchasing, but also how India has changed. Right now, roads and bridges are incredibly improving, but train transportation is very limited. In fact, you will see people hanging out of the train to ride the train, but you can see the infrastructure going into place. And I think the thing that was really impressed upon me is it's such a growing middle class, but it's 1.5 billion people with an average age of 29. And I just can't wrap my head around, you know, how wild it is right now and how that is going to be sustainable. And the whole time thinking about how can Illinois provide India with products? How can we knowledge share? How can we work together as food regulators? So there's so many opportunities, and I am really looking to flip it and have an inbound mission with India.
When you see opportunities there, of course, from my perspective, ag products, you know, corn, soybeans, and those related products. Are there opportunities for those in the Indian marketing?
So for Illinois, I think there's real opportunity with ethanol. And that is nuanced because I think that the only opportunity right now is commercial ethanol. So with pharmaceuticals and cosmetics, and those are conversations that we want to start to have, and we really planted the seed for when we were there. Now, in terms of ethanol for vehicles, right now the government is opposed to that. However, when you look at the population, people having disposable income to use on vehicles, that may change. I mean, I was surprised to learn that lots of folks have a two-vehicle household, but then their traffic is, you know, a nightmare. So I don't know how that shakes out, but I would think that they would want an alternative going forward with that many people. Mm-hmm. And environment is incredibly important to them. So when you think about the benefits of ethanol, I think it really makes sense there.
I've been told from past conversations that there's ethanol as a cooking oil, and something like that is a big possibility there in India.
And I think that would be great things to highlight at an inbound. So to come to places like the University of Illinois and to sit down with our corn growers, and also on the biodiesel side, our soybean producers, learn about what we do here and things that could be adopted there. Now, for my counterparts, it was really interesting. Nuts and grains and pulses are really booming over there. So if you bring a tiny can of California almonds, it's going to sell for triple, quadruple the price in the States, because it's something that's branded. They love the appeal of a California almond or a Washington apple. So it's something that is nuanced, as much as there is a hot sauce that had a funny tagline in the US. It's selling in grocery stores in India. So there is opportunity for our specialty crop growers as well. The one market that I asked a few questions about is the pet and companion animal market, and they love their companion animals just like we do in the United States. Pet food industry, treats. So I would like to continue to go down that path and see if there's Illinois companies that could work with the Indian market.
Very interesting. So some opportunities there. Sounds like all in all, it was a good trip.
It was a wonderful trip. I can't wait to go back. But the relationships that were built, like, I want to make sure they're able to connect with the folks right here at the University of Illinois, with our other ag schools, and with anyone who is growing a product that they are unable to grow, especially with limited land.
When you look at some of the other things that IDOA is involved in right now on the radar, what's on the radar as we head towards spring?
So it's legislative session, obviously, and we are very happy with our budget. You know, it is a belt-tightening year, and when there are cuts at the federal government, there's definitely a trickle-down effect. So I would not expect a lot of new programming, but there's things that we are incredibly proud of and want to continue to build upon. So the budget still includes FFA dues. So any student that is enrolled in ag education in Illinois can join FFA at no cost. That makes us an FFA affiliate state. And then really want to get the message out about 833 Farm SOS. We know with the farm economy, there are needs, there are struggles. And so our Farmer Mental Health Line, in conjunction with the Farm Family Resource Initiative and Southern Illinois University School of Medicine, is there 24/7. That phone call can then lead to 6 no-cost sessions, whether in-person or telehealth. And people should not have any embarrassment or shame in picking up the phone. It's confidential, and we're incredibly proud of this project and just want to continue to share the word. So if you work at a grain elevator or you are a nurse in a rural hospital, please remember 833 Farm SOS. We can send materials to any organization. So if you're a soil and water conservation district or someone who is a seed sales, give us a call. We can ship those products to you and share the word in your communities.
Are you seeing an increase in calls to the Farmer Resource Line?
We're seeing an increase in telehealth and in-person sessions utilized. One thing that has been really successful is Governor Pritzker announced a few years back micro grants to FFA chapters. And we have been publicizing those stories, the success stories, on our social media. So these students have such a listening ear when they talk about mental health. To see a young person be so honest and so transparent about mental health really resonates with folks who are older. And they're bringing food baskets out to individuals who are out in the field during planting season, and they are having yoga sessions in their small rural communities, and just teaching people to take a step back, to get help and to get the resources that they need, and they're available at no cost and in communities that may be very limited with mental health resources.
So reach out, make that call.
Absolutely, 833 Farm SOS. If you go to any public speaking opportunity with Director Costello, he's going to leave you with that number. So I'd like to do the same as well.
Very good. Christy, I appreciate the time today, and best of luck at IDOA.
Thank you, Jared.